his homeland when Tripoli fell to the rebels last year. BBC News.
Now, on BBC Radio 4, the second part of our classic serial, Songs and Lamentations, an adaptation of the Book of Lamentations and Song of Songs from the Bible, introduced by Michael Simmons Roberts.
What makes a city? Walls? Wars? Kings or citizens? Is its identity in what is lost or what remains? I give you Old Jerusalem, envy of the world, now a place of broken stones and tarnished gold. I give you two texts, Lamentations, Song of Songs, a cast of lovers, beggars, soldiers, queens and kings. I give you a poet, a prophet, Jeremiah, whose words are steeped in blood, betrayal, fire. But who will hear those words? The king? The diplomat? The priest? The queen? The olive trees? The Shulamite? A city under siege. People starved of hope and bread. A harmless ancient saga? Or a warning from the dead?
It has begun. He swept aside his own shelter like a gale in a garden. At his hand, the city square was brought to ruins. All memory of festival and Sabbath was lost as he turned on kings and priests.
I brought you some bread, sir.
Sir? You don't need to call me Sir Shulamite girl.
You must eat or you'll starve.
I'm supposed to be starving. Haven't you heard? They decided to starve me until my prophecies became more palatable.
I don't know about that. I know they said to stop feeding you, but I can't do that.
You know they will kill you if they find out.
Take it, please. Oh. Guards!
Oh, there's nowhere to hide. Behind the door? That's the only...
You don't have to say anything, Rachel.
How do you know my name?
We met before, don't you remember?
I know we're supposed to be starving.
Get back to the kitchens. Go by the olive groves. Hurry, there are guards coming.
Thank you.
I'll come and find you. We must talk.
There's no need, sir. I won't trouble you again. You seem better.
I know. I feel the world is turning in my favour.
Why?
I can't explain it.
I expect you can, if you try.
Well, it's nothing to do with your dreams.
I haven't had any more dreams. It's that old prophet, isn't it? You feel you've got the upper hand now.
Even a man as stubborn as Jeremiah cannot keep going without food. He'll change his tune now. I'm expecting better words from his mouth. Then we can act.
You can't save everyone, Zedekiah.
I know.
All your people out there.
I'm not trying to save them. I gave up on that long ago.
So why such a worry about that old man's visions?
It's us. It's you, me and the boys. Our family. That's what I'm trying to protect.
We'll be fine. Let's run away. A new life on the Jericho Plains.
Are you trying to tempt me?
It's what I do.
Rachel.
I'm sorry, sir, about the prisoner. I'll be more careful.
You're taking him bread and that puts you in danger.
But he's not eating it.
Even so, if they find out you're doing it, they will have no mercy. There's so much at stake. The king believes he'll win the war if Jeremiah prophesies it.
He's trying to starve him into having better visions.
Well, yes.
It won't work.
But if you keep taking him bread, I can't protect you.
Why would you protect me?
What?
Why would you want to protect me?
I feel responsible.
Answer me something. Why are you risking all this for him, the old man?
Because I don't believe in letting people starve. There are too many people starving in the streets already. If I can help one...
There's something more, isn't there? You're not taking bread to all the prisoners.
My brothers. I've got two elder brothers. One's a cook here, baker. The other's a potter in the city.
Heroes, I've heard. Didn't they deal with those spies from Babylon?
Yes. Well, anyway, they're desperate to fight. They're just waiting for a call, and as long as Jeremiah keeps scaring the king with his visions...
Then your brothers won't go and fight.
Yes.
But they'll end up fighting anyway. You know that. The siege won't last forever.
I must get back to work. They're looking at me.
I'll do all I can to look after you, but you must help me.
Okay.
Are you interested in your kitchen work?
Leave me alone, Sam. He's a good man.
Watch it, Rachel. Rich men and poor girls. It doesn't end well.
It's not like that.
Oh, beautiful one. You are flawless. Behind that veil, your eyes are doves. Your hair cascades like goat flocks streaming down Mount Gilead. Your teeth are fresh-shorn ewes, white from their washing, all blessed with twins, and none has lost a single lamb. Your lips are crimson ribbons, and your mouth, behind that veil, between those parted lips, is a pomegranate cut and opened. Your neck is like King David's tower, strong and tall. Your necklaces cling to it like shields, armor to protect your skin. Your breasts are two fawns, roe twins, curl in sleep, heavy from their milk, from grazing among lilies. The day is cool. Shadows fade. I come to the mountains of myrrh, to the hills of frankincense. I come to find you, my flawless, my peerless, my gorgeous one. Come with me, my bride from Lebanon.
Last of the pots and jars, last lot. I'm almost giving them away here. From tonight, the kiln goes cold. So this is it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll have one of the oil jars.
Rachel, what are you doing?
Am I not allowed to buy one of my own brother's jars?
You don't have to pay for it here.
Why are you giving it up? You're the best potter in Judea.
There's no point. No one's buying. It's time to fight.
Wait another week and you can sell to all the rich Babylonians.
Ha-ha.
Please don't fight, Thomas. You and Sam are all I've got.
We have to fight. We're heroes, remember?
I remember that you tried to kill your own king, but ended up killing some Babylonians by mistake.
It wasn't a mistake. It was meant to be. We were at that gate for a reason.
Yeah, to kill your own king.
We didn't want to, you know that. But he wouldn't fight for us, for the city.
And you think he will now?
He has to. Rumour is the order's coming.
I've been to see him several times. It isn't working. His message is exactly the same.
To be fair to the king, this strategy has only just started.
It isn't working and it isn't going to work.
Pashur! As a priest, I thought you would support me in taking this man's vision seriously.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just telling Nathan...
He has a history as a prophet. You do know that.
There are many kinds of prophets, sir. I've heard them all over the years.
Jeremiah is not just one of the prophets. He's been right before.
Maybe, sir, maybe. But it gets us nowhere. You feed him and he tells you the city will be razed to ruins and we'll all be killed. You starve him and he tells you the same.
But what if he's right?
Sir, I'm much clearer on this now. The city is surrounded by Nebuchadnezzar's armies. If we do nothing, we starve. The old prophet says God is punishing us and we should accept it. But the people are proud. They want to fight for their city. So if we do what the prophet says, we die and the city is lost. If we do what the people say, we fight for the city. We might die and we'll probably lose, but we will at least have fought for it.
Oh, my dear Shulamite girl, you must stop this.
I want you to eat. It's good bread.
I'm sure it is good bread.
My brother makes it. I'm worried about my brothers.
Are they starving? You can give them my bread.
No. They want to fight.
There's no point. The battle is lost before it's begun.
So, what hope is there?
Love is more than death can match. Passion is not put out by the grave. It burns with a flame no flood can drown, no water quench. All the wealth a man could muster would not buy him love.
Let me in, please. I need to see the prisoner.
How the hell? Let go of her! Bread! Look! She's feeding him!
I said let go!
They'll string you up for this. How did you get in?
Oh, it's not hard. I'm surprised you've got any prisoners left.
Look, I have influence. Let her go back to the kitchens and I'll see what I can do for you.
See what you can do? I'm not falling for that.
What about money, then?
Sir, you don't have to...
Here, take this.
Bribing a guard, sir. They'll string you up for that.
There.
That's better, sir.
And I don't want to hear any more about this.
He is coming to me over the hills, over the mountains. He's like a stag, a young gazelle. Look, he is here now, on the other side of the wall, watching through the windows, looking through the lattice. And he says to me,
"Get up, my lovely, my beautiful. Come away with me. Winter is spent. The rains have dried. The land begins to bloom. It is the season for song. The turtle dove has voice again. Green figs weigh the trees. Grapevines in bud give perfume. Get up, my lover, my beautiful, and come away with me. Oh, my dove, who hides in the clefts of the rock face, show yourself to me. Let me hear your voice. How sweet is your voice, how beautiful your face. Catch the jackals for us, the young jackals that ruin our vineyards, just as they come into bloom.
Be here.
The apple tree will hide us. Here, come here.
I can't thank you enough for what you did there.
Why are you still going to see that old man? You're taking such risks.
You put yourself at risk to help me. No one's ever done that.
You must be more careful.
Do you know what he just said to me?
Something about death and despair?
No. He said, "Love is more than death can match. Passion is not put out by the grave. It burns with a flame no flood can drown, no water quench. All the wealth a man could muster would not buy him love."
And is he right?
I don't know. I hope so.
So do I.
If only you were my brother, raised at the breasts of my mother. Then if I met you in the street, I could kiss you without censure. I would take you to my mother's house, she who taught me everything, and give fine spiced wine, fresh juice of my pomegranates. My head rests on his left arm, and his right arm holds me.
Promise me, daughters of Jerusalem, by the wild gazelles and gentle hinds, that you will not awaken love until love is ready.
Who is this? Coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her lover.
Under the apple tree I woke you. There where your mother lay in labor with you, where she labored to give birth to you. Seal your heart against all love but mine. Hold back your arms for my embrace alone.
He might have gone. Hurry up.
How can you trust him? Who is he?
Ex-King's army.
And now he's going it alone?
He's an officer, Samuel. King's officer. An honourable man. But he knows if we wait for the King's orders, this city will be lost.
How much further?
Next street.
I don't know.
Look, brother. These people aren't crying for peace. They are crying because she thinks her baby won't last the night, and he has lost his wife and daughter to hunger and sickness. A city under siege with no food and water. If that's peace, it's time for war.
You looking for me, lads?
Me and my brother have heard about you, sir.
And what have you heard?
That you're recruiting men to save the city.
Oh. I'm glad to meet you, boys. Step inside here for a minute.
I'm not coming.
What?
Don't do this, Sam.
I don't want cowards.
Am I a coward to wait for the King's orders? I thought you were patriots!
He's had weeks to give orders. Now we have to do it ourselves.
Well, you can do it without me.
No brother of mine!
Stop it!
Oh, leave us, Rachel! This needs
just
settling!
Leave him! Yeah. Oh, this is madness! Brothers tearing each other apart, as if there isn't enough!
He called me a coward!
You are one!
No! I'll get you arrested. The temple guards are just around that corner. Don't think I won't do it!
Have you heard the latest?
What?
The guards went in this morning to find he had fashioned a yoke out of his clothes and the legs of a stool.
A yoke?
Yes, and he was wearing it on his shoulders like an ox at work.
Why?
He told them we would all soon be bearing the yoke of the King of Babylon, so we needed to get used to it.
What did the guards do?
They took his yoke off him and smashed it up. The point is, he's insane.
I want him brought here, Nathan.
Into your chamber. He's a peasant, a madman.
I said I want him brought here. Starving him makes no difference. I want to talk to him man to man.
You're obsessed with that prophet.
I am not obsessed!
Okay. I'll have him brought here this afternoon.
Fruit for you, sir.
Thank you.
Fruit for you, madam. Yes, thank you.
I still have
empty.
Empty.
Could be, but I wasn't sure.
Fruit for you, sir.
Thank you, Rachel.
Fruit for you, sir. And something else, too.
What is it?
A letter.
One
cup of food. Fruit for you, sir. I am a bud on the barren plain. I am a lily that blooms in the valley. A lily among the thorns. So am I to my lover. An apple tree in deepest forest. So is my lover among his brothers. I love to sit in his shade, to taste his sweet fruit on my tongue. He has brought me to the banquet under the banner of love. Nourish me with raisins, feed me up with apples, for I am faint with too much love. My head rests on his left arm, and his right arm holds me.
Sit down.
I'll stand.
You are supposed to sit or kneel in my company.
I will stand.
I should have had you killed weeks ago. I have other prophets I could listen to.
The prophets let you down with their primped-up, painted visions. They failed to show where your path would lead. They failed to warn you. They showed you smoke and mirrors.
I want to ask you something. And when you answer, you must hide nothing from me.
If I hide things, you'll have me killed. And if I tell you everything, you won't listen to me.
I promise that I will not have you killed. And I will listen.
Then go ahead. Ask.
What must I do? What do you believe I must do?
The Lord has chosen, because of the sins and unfaithfulness of you and your people, you will lose this city. The more you fight against his punishment, the worse your fate will be.
You paint such a terrible picture of us.
It's the truth.
But who was the king who ordered liberty for all the city's slaves? I did that.
Yes, but then you all waited till the dust settled and took your old slaves back again.
I can't be blamed for that. I set the slaves free.
So, the Lord says, in return, he is setting you all free now.
Really?
Yes, setting you free to die. By the sword, disease, and famine. The armies of the north will see to that.
And I should do nothing?
Surrender. Give yourself up to the king of Babylon. Hand over the keys of the palace, the gardens, the city. If you do this, you and your family will live and the city will not burn.
I'm afraid then that they would take me back as prisoner to Babylon. And those of my people who defected to Babylon would torture me.
That will not happen. If you obey the Lord's message, all will go well with you.
And if I don't?
The women of this palace will be handed out to Nebuchadnezzar's officers. Your sons will be slaughtered. The city will be burnt to its foundations.
You were right about my predecessors when you warned them.
The Lord was right. Is always right.
One of my ministers knows about this meeting. If any of the ministers ask you what you told me, say nothing. Tell them lies if you want, but tell them nothing of what you have just told me. Now go.
Your enemies walk past you in the streets. They clap and point and jeer. They call out, "Dear Jerusalem, essence of beauty, joy of the world, is this what you have come to?" They cannot keep their mouths shut, your enemies. They sing and whistle, shout, "Oh, victory! Oh, long-awaited day, we swallowed whole this city, we saw it, we lived it, we did it." Yes, the Lord has carried out his promise, acted on his word set down so long ago. He tore the city, stone from stone. He did not flinch or falter. He gave your enemies their prize.
You found me.
Of course. At the foot of the olive groves by the apple tree.
That letter you passed to me. Are those more words from Jeremiah?
No. They're mine. They're yours now, too.
Lie down beside me. Here.
I know I shouldn't be so bold.
Time is short. And before the city goes...
I know. I feel that, too.
How I've longed for you, Rachel.
O north wind, awake. Come south and breathe across my garden. Spread the perfumes. Let my lover come into his garden. Let my lover eat his pick of all the fruits.
I have come into my garden. O sister, O bride, I have gathered my myrrh and my pick of the spices. I have eaten my honey and my honeycomb. I have drunk my wine and my milk. Eat, friends. Drink your fill for love. Be drunk with love.
I was asleep, but my heart was awake. I heard a sound. I heard my lover at the door.
Open to me, my sister, my lover, my dove, my flawless one. My head is dew-soaked. My hair drips with night mists.
I have taken off my dress. Must I put it on again? I have washed my feet. Must I get them dirty? My lover slipped his hand in through the latch hole. and inside me, I moved for him. I opened to my lover, my hands dripping with myrrh, my fingers flowing with myrrh all over the handle of the latch. I opened to my lover.
Next. Well, hello. Good to see you back. You going to start a fight again?
No, sir. I want to sign up.
Good. Name and where you're from?
Thomas from Shulem.
Brave man.
Where do I sign?
Here. We need more like you. Any brothers? Friends?
I have no brothers.
Rachel, Cook says you've got to go up to the King's Chamber.
Me?
You. Now. You're supposed to take this loaf.
Oh, it's still hot.
Do you like the look of it?
It's beautiful, brother.
It needs to be, sister. Bread for the king always needs to be. Come in.
Nathan, where's the king?
He's with his wife downstairs.
What's going on?
People are talking about us.
I'm sorry.
I had to see you. I had to warn you.
It's my brother. He won't shut up.
Everyone's at the end of their tether. We'll be at war within 24 hours, even without an order, even without an army.
Will you do something for me?
Anything, you know.
My brother, Thomas. He's going to fight.
There's no army. We'll all be fighting.
No. He's joined that backstreet army.
Ex-officer turned rogue. He'll lead them all to slaughter.
Don't say that.
Both your brothers.
Samuel's backed out. He's staying here, working here.
What can I do?
Can you protect him? Thomas, can you look after him?
How can I? It's not even an official army. I have no power.
I just thought... just one soldier. You
come,
just...
come here.
I'm so scared.
Will you meet me?
Where?
That apple tree. Back of the olive groves at sundown.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
You better go. So, sir, we await your orders.
Do you?
We do.
You think I have a choice?
There may be no choice, but the people still want orders.
If I order an attack, we will be at war tonight. But if I don't order an attack, the ragtag army that has gathered at my gates in my name, but without my permission, will strike.
That's right, sir. We will be at war tonight, so you might as well give it your mandate.
Your blessing.
It's my blessing you want.
That's what your people want.
Well, I have another plan.
Sorry?
I will surrender.
We'll be fighting in the streets tonight.
So be it. Now leave me.
Surrender? Can't you act? For once, can't you do something? That ragtag army, as you call it, is led by one of your finest generals who's given up on you.
It's a handful of dropouts.
It's about 600 strong, they say.
Not enough to beat Nebuchadnezzar.
No, maybe not. But enough to make them think they have a chance, some hope of defending your city.
If I surrender, there will be less bloodshed.
Less of your blood. Less of your family's blood.
Silence!
You're doing it to save your own skin.
The council is over. How dare you speak to me like this? Get out! Nathan! Come here!
What is it?
The servant girl you've been seeing.
Ah, yes.
It's unseemly. Keep away from her.
Sir, this has nothing to do...
You challenge me in council, and now you're bidding my servants? Do you want to work in the kitchens with her?
It's not like that.
I've had men killed for less.
I know.
My lord is now my enemy. He devoured Israel. Her streets, her homes, her palaces, her people. And to daughter Judah, he gave grief upon grief upon grief. He swept aside his own shelter like a gale in a garden. At his hand, the city's square was brought to ruins. All memory of festival and Sabbath was lost as he turned on kings and priests. My lord abandoned his altar, his sanctuary. He made a gift of Zion's palaces and mansions to her enemies, who shouted and sang in the Lord's house like a festival. The Lord plotted to bring down Zion's defenses, mapped and measured her walls. Then he withheld nothing until every wall and barricade became a heap of broken stones. So Jerusalem cries.
My city gates buckled and broke, sank into the ground like sand. My king and ministers have no homes. My priests have no words. My prophets have no visions.
O daughters of Jerusalem, promise this, that if you find my lover, you will tell him that I'm faint with love.
My love, what happened? You're bruised.
You said we'd meet last night. I couldn't find you. No one would tell me where you were. My soul faltered, my heart failed me. I searched but could not find you. I called but there was no reply. The city watchman found me on the streets. They battered and bruised me. Those guardians of the city walls beat me and took my veil off me. Where were you?
I've been told to stop seeing you. I was worried what they'd do to you if they found I'd gone against that.
The city is about to be destroyed with us in it, and you didn't want me to find you.
I'm here now, aren't I? I want to be with you tonight. When it all starts, we cannot be apart then.
How?
In the prison block. There's a spare cell. No one will look for us there.
Are you sure?
I've never been more sure of anything. By tomorrow morning, the world will not look the same. If tonight is the last night, then I don't want to spend it apart from you.
You're scaring me. The last night?
I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
I pray that this is not the last night. I pray that the city will survive, and us with it.
And us? We strained our eyes, watching and watching for nothing, keeping a watchtower vigil over a city that could not save us. Where we walk, we are watched, tracked, hunted in our own streets. Our days are petering out. For us, it is over. Our hunters are eagles swift. We flee to the mountains, they follow. They track us through the wilderness and we are ambushed there. Even our king was caught by them. He who was the breath in our mouths, the chosen one, the one who would protect us in this world. Our enemies rejoice. Edom's daughters, Uz's people. But this cup will come to your lips too. You will fall, drunk and naked. Our punishment is over. No more shame for Zion's daughter, no more exile. Daughter Edom, it is your turn.
Come to bed?
I will. Eventually.
Looking out across the streets won't help them.
I know. It's so quiet. I don't understand. Even the birds have flown out of the olive groves. It's eerie.
Perhaps no one wants to move first.
I hate what this city has become.
Why does God allow us to be trodden in the dirt like this?
When will the tables be turned?
Jeremiah says it's my doing. Our doing. We, the Lord's people, have turned our backs on him.
I never turned my back on him. And still it happens.
I told him today that I was planning to surrender.
What?
Jeremiah says we will be spared if I do that.
And you believe him?
I don't know.
It's too late, Zedekiah. It's much too late for that.
Do you pray on a night like this?
Of course. Do you?
And does it make any difference?
Look, Lord, I cry. See what you have done to us. Is it right for mothers to eat their own babies? Is it right for priests and prophets to be slaughtered in your sanctuary? Look in the streets, how young and old alike lie dead and dying. Your blade, your sword, you have killed them in your fury, and you offered them no mercy. You invited in my enemies as if to some great festival, and they slaughtered my people, those I have born and raised and loved. Now there is not one left. Bitterly, the king says,
people heard my empty cries. My enemies were overjoyed that you had brought me down. Oh, speed the day when you will do to them what you did to me. May their sins be paraded before you. Then you will wound them as you wounded me for what I did. All my breath is spent. My heart peters out.
I never thought I'd end up in a prison cell.
It could be worse, jailed for love.
I would take a life sentence if you were here with me.
What did he say?
Who?
The king, when he told you not to see me.
He said, what do you see in that Shulamite?
And what did you tell him?
A dancer interweaving with other dancers.
That's nice.
But I wanted to tell him about your sandaled feet. Oh, noble lover, how beautiful. Your thighs, curves are a master craftsman's work. The cup of your navel overflows with wine. Your belly is a swell of cut wheat, fringed by lilies. Mm. Your breasts are like tiny twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck, a tower of ivory. Eyes like Heshbon's fish pools by the city gates. Your nose is Lebanon's tower looking towards Damascus. Your head, Mount Carmel. And your hair, like purple cloth, is bound by ribbons. I wanted to tell him how you astonish me. Mesmerize me. Oh, my lover. Oh, my daughter of delight. Your mouth tastes like the best wine.
All for my beloved. It flows between my teeth and lips. Its touch would wake a sleeper. I belong to my lover, and his longing is for me alone. Come, my lover, out to the flowering henna fields, where we can rest all night. We will set out at dawn for the vineyards to check if the vines have budded, blossomed, if pomegranates bloom yet. There I will gift you my breasts, amid the scent of mandrakes, among a wealth of ripe fruit, treasures old and new, that I have kept for you, my lover.
It begins.
The Babylonians.
It's been planned for weeks. They won't fail. Nebuchadnezzar has been here before. He starves the city till it's too weak to fight. Then he breaks down the walls.
What will happen now?
I don't know how to answer that. Their armies are great, and they do not differentiate between soldier and civilian, man and woman, adult and child.
How long do we have here?
I don't know. An hour.
Then hold me. Hold me.
Pay them their dues, Lord. Our enemies. Reckon up what they have done and give them the sum they deserve. A tormented mind, a distended heart. Leave no trace of them under your skies.
You, O Lord, you will rule forever. You reign from generation to generation. Why have you forgotten us? Why did you give up on us?
Look! The ragtag soldiers are running away!
And half the city with them, from the look of things.
My people!
They've seen the armies of Babylon. They know they cannot match them.
How will our self-appointed heroes protect their city when they're hiding in the Jericho plains? And they call me a coward!
Shh, stay quiet!
What's the point? I've lost it all. I should have surrendered weeks ago, like the old man said.
Forget it now. There's no point. It's about us and the boys. That's all that matters now.
What can we do? We'll lose the palace tonight. There's no one to defend us.
The Jericho Plains. That's where we should go.
Us?
I'll wake the children. We should go now before they get here.
How? We'll be seen.
I'll get servants' clothes. Look, we'll just join the Exodus.
And leave the palace and the city and all our... No. I've made enough mistakes. I'm not running out of my city now.
You can raise an army out there on the plains. In a matter of weeks, you could take the city back.
An army? There'll be no one left.
Face it, Zedekiah. Face it. We are running for our lives here.
No king should abandon his people. If it means I die here, then so be it.
Look, they're abandoning you. Will you abandon your wife and sons? You said we were all you cared about now.
But my city...
It's burning!
Thomas!
I thought I didn't have a brother.
I couldn't let you fight alone.
I knew you'd come back.
Troops! Troops! No troops should be leaving by this gate! Stand and protect your city! Stand tall!
Cowards! Who knew how many cowards we had in those streets?
Here they come! Can you hear?
The barbarians are upon us!
I'm not running.
Nor am I, brother. Nor am I.
O Lord, look at us. See what we have come to. Strangers work our land. Foreigners live in our houses. We are fatherless orphans with widowed mothers. Our own drinking water is sold to us. Our own firewood comes at a price. We are shattered, broken, restless. We held out hands and begged for food to Egypt and Assyria. Our fathers sinned and are gone, but we still bear the guilt. Slaves are our kings now, and no one rescues us. Under desert sun, we risk our lives in search of food. Our skin burns with famine. Women were raped on Zion's streets. Girls were abused in Judah's cities. So Jerusalem cries.
They strung up our princes by the hands. They spat in the faces of our elders. Our young men labor in the mills. Our boys stagger under loads of wood. No elders at our city gates. No young men playing music. We are joyless. Our dance is a funeral march. no garlands, no crowns. We did wrong. We lost it all. No wonder our hearts are weak. No wonder our eyes are dim. Mount Zion is a wilderness abandoned to the jackal packs. Call us back, Lord. Show your face. Restore in us what we have lost. But your anger with us is unabated. And there is only silence.
Listen. In the next cell.
Poor old man.
Can you hear him? What's he saying?
He'll be warning them all again. But it's too late. They didn't listen.
What will become of Jeremiah?
The Lord will take care of him.
And Nebuchadnezzar is too shrewd to harm him.
I hope so.
Look. Out there. They've captured the king and queen.
Oh, and both of their boys.
I must go to be with them.
Wait! Give me a minute more.
Oh, my darling.
My lover is fair and full-blooded. 1 in 10,000. His head is forged from gold. His hair is thick and raven black. His eyes are like doves reflected in water, bathed in milk at the brink of brimful pools. His cheeks are spice terraces, lips as lilies dripping with myrrh. His arms are beryl-studded golden branches. His loins are smooth ivory peppered with sapphires. His legs are marble pillars rooted in gold. His looks are from Lebanon, as fine as choicest cedars. His voice is sweet and rich. Every inch of him is precious. Such is he, my lover, my soulmate, my darling, O daughters of Jerusalem.
You are beauty itself, my lover. As dazzling as Jerusalem, majestic as an army bearing banners. Take your eyes off me, you overwhelm me. Your hair streams down like the goat flocks from Gilead. Your teeth are perfect white, like flocks of ewes, fresh washed, all twinned and none miscarried. The curve of your lips behind your hair's veil is like pomegranate sliced open. There may be 60 queens, 80 concubines, and countless virgins, but she is one alone. My dove, my flawless one, the only daughter of her mother. Daughters of Jerusalem, you saw and blessed her. Queens, virgins, concubines, you sang her praises.
Must you go?
I have to.
What will happen?
The guards have long gone. You'll be fine. Stay in your cells until it all dies down. Then come out and give yourself up. There will still be work in the kitchens, whoever is the king.
And you? What will happen to you?
I don't know.
Bring them in!
Tell him to get off me! And my wife! Tell your men to leave my wife alone!
I don't think you're in much of a position to make demands.
I've been good to Babylon, to you, for almost a decade. I deserve more than this!
Oh, you'll get more. Look over the rooftops, can you see? That's what you're getting. Flame and blade and blood and blame. Because you brought this upon yourselves, you know that? Your prophets warned you.
What do you know about our prophets?
They know a lot about our prophets.
They've been here before, remember?
And your prophets predicted that too, didn't they? Pity your kings and soldiers aren't as professional as your prophets.
On behalf of the royal household, may I beg your mercy, King Nebuchadnezzar, to a fellow king, Zedekiah, that you will spare his young sons and his wife. They give themselves up to you now.
Now? Oh, yes. Now they do. But only after years of disrespect and rebellion. Only after raising an army against me. Only after running away to the desert plains.
But now they are at your mercy, O
my
king.
Men hadn't caught them like rats in the desert. They'd be at the coast by morning. This is not surrender. This is capture.
What are you going to do with us?
This royal line is corrupt. Bring his sons to me.
No, no, please.
No, please. Leave the boys.
I think this corrupt royal line should end here. Don't you?
I cannot watch you kill my sons.
Then don't. Take out his eyes.
No, please. Please. No. No.
May you be punished in eternity for this.
Now, kill his sons.
No.
Shut him up!
You bastards! Monsters!
Teach him silence! You will be useful to me. Tacticians and technicians, I can use those back at home. But you need to learn respect and silence first.
Take me! Kill me, please!
I won't kill you. The Queen comes with me.
Please, please, allow me a moment to myself. A moment to pray.
Make it quick.
We must look in, not out. Map and understand the paths we take. Then come back to the Lord. Lift heart and hands to him and cry, "We turned against you. Now forgive us. You put on a cloak of fury and hunted us down. You put on a cloak of cloud and our cries could not get through to you. We are the scum of the earth. Our enemies curse us. We have been pursued, trapped. We have been terrorized and broken. I have wept my eyes dry over what has become of my people. My eyes are red, and still I long for the Lord to look down and see me, to see my raw eyes and know that I grieve for my sons and my city."
It's over. You are free if you want to be.
It's kind of you, Shulamite girl, but I will wait.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, the Babylonians will come for me.
You could escape. The gates are wide open.
What will you do?
I want to find my brothers.
I fear.
And Nathan.
He is resourceful.
He told me to wait. That he would come back for me.
Then we'll both wait.
What is it like?
What, my dear?
To speak the truth when no one wants to hear it.
I don't have to tell you.
My lover has gone to his garden, his balsam beds, spice terraces.
He goes to feast there, to harvest the lilies. I belong to him, as he belongs to me. He lets his flocks graze among the lilies. Run away, my lover. Run wild like a gazelle, like a young stag. Run among spice mountains.
What makes a city? Walls, wars, kings or citizens? Is its identity in what is lost or what remains? Can the human heart hold worlds intact within it? So when a city's lost, its people can regain it. Did the poet speak the truth when once he said, "People need poetry as much as they need bread"? So many questions, questions, and the answers, where? Somewhere between the love songs and the songs of despair.
Jeremiah was played by Peter Hamilton Dyer, King Zedekiah by David Seddon, Anna by Deborah McAndrew, Pashur and King Nebuchadnezzar was played by Russell Dixon. Rachel was played by Gillian Kearney, Nathan by Tom Ferguson, Thomas by Henry DeVas, and Samuel by Patrick Lally. Songs and Lamentations was written by Michael Simmons Roberts and produced in Salford by Susan Roberts.
And next week, Johnny Vegas and Catherine Parkinson star in Diary of a Nobody. After the news, the continuing appeal of so-called chicklit in Open Book.
We missed the flaming train.
We missed two, actually.
Oh, dear.
Darlene Files returns to Radio 4.
Stations are dead confusing, aren't they? And there's never anyone to ask. It's a chopping nightmare.
Well, you actually went to the toilet.
I'm Darlene. This is my husband, Jamie.
A comic drama about life with learning disabilities. And love is in the air.
Well, you know what they say. Behind every good man
is a bossy cow.
Hey, you!
The Pursuits of Darlene Files on BBC Radio 4.
I hope you'll be very happy.
We already are.
Starts tomorrow morning at 10:45.